tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's another episode of Mob Wives. Yeah. We have got three excited girls in the studio right now just to chat all about your favorite housewives, the Mob Wives. I am your host, Erica Vieira, and I'm joined by two lovely co-host ladies.
Hi, Erica. I'm Gabby Loren. What's up, guys? Thank you all for your social media engagement over the last week because we loved reading your comments. I know these two especially, they were all commenting over everybody's stuff, so we appreciate it.
And I'm Nicole Brazier, and thanks for watching. We're excited to get into another episode of Mob Wives Season 5.
Yes, super excited. Season 5, Episode 2, Drunken Monkey Business. So we are so excited, too. We've got a little bit of a treat ahead for you. We've got the one and only Karen Gravano, who's going to be calling in a little bit. So we're super excited to ask her a bunch of questions. Yes. But before that, let's just get started with the episode. So we see at the top of the episode, we've got Karen and Renee basically talking about Natalie and the whole issue with Natalie, and Natalie being this Twitter like troll with Natalie, I mean with Karen, trying to make herself relevant, and the ladies are talking about it here at the beginning of the episode. What do you guys think about that?
We kind of get Karen's side to the story in the sense of what happened in the nightclub with the Storm London situation. So that was the first time that was kind of brought up when she was talking to Renee about it. Mm-hmm. And Karen's side is that, you know, Storm approached London to check, you know, your girl, pretty much.
Yeah.
And Natalie threatened with a restraining order. And that's what was kind of going on.
And Karen loves to call Natalie a cop caller. That's kind of the new, I feel like that's like the new delicious.
I like Renee's name for her, the crackhead.
The crackhead,
literally want to crack her head open.
Yeah, so I mean, there's this like mutual agreement amongst Renee and Karen. Basically, they both dislike Natalie. They find her to be a little annoying in their way, you know, cop caller, crackhead, kind of like a meddler. They're both like, hey, we're the real deal. We're the real Mob Wives. And I think their main issue had to do with the fact that both Drita and Bagange both seem to be believing in what this Johnny Come Lately has to say. And I think that's at the heart of it. In my opinion, I think that's the main issue, is the fact that, you know, someone like Natalie can come in and Big Angie Renee have had a friendship for over 25 years and she's able to manipulate and stir the pot a little bit, so much so that Big Angie is legitimately upset at Renee.
I think Karen legit brings a sense and like loyalty to the situation. She's
There's
the voice
balance.
Of reason, I feel like, in this season thus far. Because she, everything she says and that comes out of her mouth is 100% legit and on point. Mm-hmm. And Natalie, after watching this episode, oh my God, do I hate her even more than I thought I did.
Yeah, and the thing is, I agree with you in the sense that Karen, I am super excited to have Karen back. I think it's refreshing to get her opinion. Whether you love her or hate her, she's a great aspect of the show.
Yeah.
She's a backbone of the show, and I think there is definitely something a little bit missing when she was gone. And now that she's here, there's like a balance in a way. Like, Renee has that counterpoint that she can kind of bounce things off of, that they both have that the same values, the same point of view in a way. And yeah, and I think they're both in agreement that Natalie sucks, and they're a little bit, I think, peeved at the fact that Drita and Big Ange have taken to her.
It really surprises me. These women are so much older than her.
Yeah.
And they've had these long friendships that they would actually believe this girl.
That's what I find. See, that's what I find really interesting, too. So I've got friends that I've had for a long, long time.
Yeah.
If a new girl comes in and we're all kind of friends or whatever, and then she slowly starts stirring the pot, kind of doing things, I just can't imagine how I would be really hurt if someone like that would come between our friends. And I totally understand where Renee's coming from. Karen, on the other hand, and I'm looking forward to talking to her when she calls in, but, you know, she's got a different scenario with Natalie. They've got this weird kind of Twitter war that happened. They haven't even met yet. The boyfriends have met, but Natalie and Karen haven't met, and they already hate each other. So it's just a lot of anger, and I just need to understand a little bit more.
We saw Renee go through a
hello?
Lot.
Hello?
Is she here? We got
Karen.
Hey.
This is our surprise, you guys. Karen Gravano's on the line. Hey, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight? Are you out?
I don't know. I'm actually at home. I just got done watching the episode of Mob Wives.
Oh, so did we. And we have tons of questions for you, Karen. And thank you so much for being here with us again. I know you were here in the studio, which was amazing. And thanks for calling in, because we've got a ton of questions and we want to ask you about them. And I know all of our listeners, our viewers on YouTube probably have a million questions too. So the first thing we want to ask you, Karen, and we're just going to get right into it because we know it's late for you on the East Coast and you only have a few minutes, but where does this whole thing, I mean, we know it started on Twitter and you guys had kind of a fight, but really, where did this whole thing between you and Natalie stem from? Why do you think Natalie attacked you, and where did it all come from at the beginning?
You know, she was randomly, it had to do with season 4, and she was randomly, like, going in on Renee, and someone had asked her, why did you call Renee a rat? And then she said, she is, and so is Sammy the Bull. And then that's when I came in, like, who are you calling a rat? Why are you involving me in this? And basically, like, honestly, she's, like, just starting to talk about my family and all this other stuff. Like, she's crazy and delusional. The girl obviously is obsessed with me because she can't stop talking about me and hasn't stopped social mediaing.
Yeah, she thinks that your boyfriend wants to, you know, get in with her. What do you think about that comment, Karen? I don't know if you missed it.
Yeah, okay. He is extremely delusional. It seems like I'm almost thinking the girl's obsessed with me. It's more like she wants to get in with me. She my boyfriend would never even associate himself with someone like her. Like, honestly, she's crazy. I don't know if it's drugs or whatever it is, but the girl's brain does not function properly. Her own boyfriend, it's funny because her boyfriend and my boyfriend have the same exact story. And
he came up to us at the party
and was like, you know, it was all love. So I don't understand how this girl takes this. Every situation she manipulates and tries to turn people against, like me and Renee.
So, Karen, prior to her saying about the comment about your dad, did she have any interaction with you? Did you guys ever meet, or was that the first time you guys actually ever interacted? Or technically, she wasn't even speaking to you; she was speaking about you.
Right.
But you guys hadn't talked or anything before that, right?
No, never. I never met her, actually. The first time I've ever seen her was at the rooftop party last week when I walked in. And this episode was actually the first time I've ever spoken to her.
Karen, what do you think of her 90s throwback wardrobe?
Yeah, she does anything for attention. It's sad. Like, the girl wants to talk about people, and, like, she'll do anything for attention. Honestly, and I think I should be honored at this point, is the reason that, you know, she even needs to come at me so hard is for attention, because no one even cares about her. She's a delusional, dysfunctional person.
Well, now, see, you're the main event of this season coming back, and I would say that she's trying to convince everyone that you're the problem. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, she tried to do that last year with Renee. She tried to do it by starting trouble with Drita. It's just unfortunate that people that we know for over 20-something years can even... Like, it's funny because Ange and Drita are both sitting there saying, don't talk about family, but she don't even have enough respect for them. She's talking like, oh, I have to tell you things about Renee because I want to be friends with you and I respect our friendship, but they're saying, don't talk about Karen's family, and she's doing it right to them. So, you know, it's hard to say they don't want to be in the middle when they obviously have a person around them that's attacking me, and they are in the middle, clearly, because they're allowing it to happen.
it seems like Natalie almost believes her own lies that she tells to everybody. Do you think she has, like, a serious mental problem here? Because I'm thinking, like, maybe this girl's a pathological liar or there's something going on mentally with her. Like, what's your first thought about that?
Well, outside of her drug use, which can obviously have an effect on your mental, your mind and your judgment, yeah, maybe it is, you know, she's been wrapped up in that game so long that it's obviously taken a toll. Her own man is telling her she blows things out of proportion. She twists and turns everything. So obviously this is a pattern for the girl.
So I know, like,
I know. It's so funny because even on, she sits here and her and Alicia both are like, we can't talk to Karen because of what Karen's father did to Alicia's father-in-law. But yet they're on John Gotti's grandson's page saying, hey, tune in to, Natalie is saying, tune in to me on VH1 and watch what I do to Karen. And the Gotti's aren't even feeding into her. Like, the girl's dysfunctional again, and she's delusional.
Wow.
So you said something interesting. You said something about her drug use. I remember last season, there was kind of, Renee said something about the fact that Natalie was doing drugs with her or smoking pot or something. Is Natalie continuously using drugs during the filming this whole time? Is that something she's kind of known for?
I mean, I'm not around her, so I can't vouch for that, and I'm not one to say someone told me she did that, but just her own actions. When you look at the way the girl acts and how her brain, I'm assuming that she's a hardcore, and I mean, it is things that I've heard, but for me to sit here and say I know it for a fact, I don't know, and if I did know it for a fact, I probably wouldn't tell you who told me that anyways, but I will say her actions definitely point in that direction.
It's a characteristic she's displaying too, and that's what you're able to kind of see through this season.
You know, and just to wrap up the Natalie thing, because we have other things we want to ask you, but I'm interested in this because I know you and Jen are friends. Jen's the executive producer of Mob Wives, a sister to Renee. And what were your thoughts on her kind of bringing Natalie into this group of girls last season? Did you have an opinion on that even prior to kind of you and her having it out?
You know, I think for TV purposes, Jennifer thought that she would be good. She's, you know, she's definitely not hard on the eyes, and she's nuts. So that makes for good reality TV. She's a train wreck, correct? So I can't, you know, I don't think Jennifer ever thought that the girl would escalate to this. I mean, hey, it makes good TV, and at the end of the day, Renee and I are both grown. We could protect ourselves. It's just unfortunate that, you know, I don't even have a problem with what she says. It's unfortunate that Renee... And I mean that Drita and Ange want to, like, I don't know, is Drita Judge Judy that she has to figure out who's telling the truth? Like, I don't if she's telling you, I mean, hello, Judge Judy, this would be a clear indication that if she's telling you my boyfriend attacked her, my boyfriend threatens her life, but then you walk in a party and her boyfriend comes right over to Storm and says, hey, and looks at me and says, welcome back. I mean, that isn't signs of a person trying to kill you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
Do you think he's going to leave her if she ever is off the show? Because I don't know how he stays.
Yeah, I don't know either.
What do you think of their relationship?
You know, I... Honestly, and when all this happened, when Storm first talked to him, he told me, like, the guy in London... And Storm didn't see her that night. So it was like... So I was like, where did this come from? Because the next day we're getting calls, like... what happened the other night, the girl's trying to put an order of protection, or she wants to put her in order. Storm and London know mutual people. So I guess when they had left, she had told people she wanted to call the cops, she was going to get an order of protection, and this person was trying to, like, just, you know what I mean, kind of keep the peace. So they're calling us, like, the girl wants 24-hour security, she's going to the cops, like, is there any way to squash this? And I'm like, let her go to the cops. I'm in Arizona. Like, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know if they're going to be... I don't know how he could stay with her, because when that happened, I was telling Storm, like, what's wrong with London? The guy's a pathological liar. He was like, I'm telling you, I don't think it's the guy London. I didn't see the girl there, and he seemed like a decent guy. So that was what was really weird to us, is how him and Storm exchanged numbers. Like, I have London's telephone number.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Storm has it, not me personally. But and the night that I showed up on the rooftop, London text Storm and said, check me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, they were cool. You know what I mean? I don't understand how it got to this and blown out of proportion like this. But unfortunately, you know, he must love the girl. He's been with her a while, and hopefully she doesn't drag him down with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of relationships, it was super nice to see Storm in this episode, and I feel like, and I think all of us girls here agree, we really love seeing him. I felt like in the past, we saw him in the music and a little bit referenced here and there, but I feel like we really got to know him more in this episode, and I really like it.
He's a great guy for you, Karen. He's got your back. He has, like, a voice of reason, too. Yeah. It's a good situation.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, he's a good guy. We're like any other couple. We go through our ups and downs, and you'll see a lot of that play out on the show as well. We had a bumpy road there for a minute. Okay. I think it's coming up in next episode.
Yes.
But overall, you know, I think more or less relationships are built on trust and the way people treat each other, and he's definitely a person that respects me, and he has my back. And for that, it's like anytime you come through an issue in your relationship, you have to take the good with the bad, and I think he has a lot of good that, you know, I could overlook,
some things,
not everything,
but, you know.
Yeah, and so you guys are still going strong right now?
Yes, we are.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah, you guys are cute.
How many years in the making is this?
It's almost 3 years already. It's a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like we saw it play out. We saw when you first met him, and you know, a few years back. So it's nice to see you guys are happy. So you know, I have one last question, and maybe the other girls too. When we're here wrapping up with you, and like I said, thank you so much for being here. So you just watched the episode for the first time, right? This is the first time you've seen it. So what are your like initial when you watch it? Was there anything you saw that shocked you, or you were surprised about?
You know, I was definitely shocked at Drita and Ange because they always say, like, we never let Natalie talk. And I see in the episode they did try to shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, when we started filming, and that was all the way in August. It is now November, and they're still trying to figure out if they believe Natalie or not. So it's like, I think for me, when you see a person's actions like that, I'm the type of person that, whether I'm best friends with them or not, I'm not going to have someone that I really don't know come and disrespect them like that. And if I were to tell you, listen, if you want to be cool with me, then keep Drita's name out of your mouth, and you didn't, then I wouldn't respect you because obviously, you know, Natalie, in my opinion, has no respect for Drita and Ange because she just keeps going and going and going. And you'll see that throughout the episode.
Yeah. So how is your relationship with the other girls then, being that that's still kind of an issue?
You know, I think for me, it's like, when you start to really watch and see it unfold, it's disappointing, you know, and I think my suspicions are right because I can still, I didn't know how badly she talked about me. And when I say it to them, they're like, oh, we would never, ever talk about you. She don't bring your name up. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think Ange just told me this last week. She never brings my name up. But it seems to me like she can't keep my name out of her mouth.
Or your family's name, like, for that matter.
Yeah. And then it's like she goes on Instagram and Twitter, and it's like she's just, to me, she's just like an insane person, and it's unfortunate that they would associate themselves with someone like that. I just thought they were bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as me saying, whatever, people make their own decisions. They're grown women, and they, like I said in the episode, if that's who you choose to be around, that's on you. It has nothing to do with me, but just don't let your friend disrespect me, because if you're going to cross that line, then to me, it's like you can't handle your friend, and if it becomes a problem, then it's, you know what I mean, you're going to have to be involved in that, I guess, some capacity.
It seems like Drita is kind of swaying towards your side. I think Drita's eyes opened at the end of this episode a little bit about Natalie's lies, especially when she just starts spitting the craziness out of her mouth.
I think you would think that.
Yeah.
I think you would think that, but we've been filming a lot, and I mean, I'm still confused. We go into episode, and it's like, you know, you've seen it at the table with Renee. If Drita finds out that Natalie made up that story, she's going to bash her head open.
Yeah.
How are you going to find that out? It's not like someone magically is going to say, here's the evidence.
Right.
You're going to have to figure that out on your own. It's about a person's character trait. And if you can't see this girl's character trait by now, it's just unfortunate. Or maybe you do see it and you choose to not deal with it.
Yeah. I think she's just a master manipulator. That's what I want to call her, because she just manipulates your friends to think that her way is the right way.
Yeah, and she'll keep walking away from you, and you'll keep walking towards her. Clearly.
Well,
yeah.
Karen, thank you so much
for... It comes to episode where we don't walk away from each other. We're definitely
See,
We can't wait to see that. All right, Karen. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love talking to you and hearing from you. And you are welcome here at AfterBuzz at any time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Bye. All right. Yeah, she was awesome.
She's great.
Yeah, she gives a great perspective, and she has a good voice of reason. And like, just to kind of, you know, just kind of end on that whole topic. Basically, I just think ultimately it's all about Natalie trying to stay relevant. And she knows that her stirring the pot with the big fish, with Renee, with Karen, that's going to keep her relevant, that's going to keep her on the show, and that's going to keep her continuing to be hired and being a part of this whole Mob Wife franchise.
And I 100% agree with you, Erica, but I also wonder how Drita and Big Edge can sit at home watching this show while Karen's watching it, see this BS, and not understand what's really going on.
Yeah, they know. I mean, I would hope so at this point.
But Karen's still dealing with friendship issues because she doesn't know where their loyalty lies. Yeah. So that's kind of sad. Hopefully, after this end of the season, things will change up.
Yeah.
I liked Drita and Renee's resolving to a certain extent.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about them, you know, coming together and the women, you know, Drita being very open and honest, saying, okay, this is the deal. This is why I'm upset at you. Right. What do you think about that, Nicole?
Well, first, I just want to say that last season I was, you know, I thought Renee was crazy, and now I see her from a whole different perspective just in two episodes, especially with this whole Natalie and Karen thing. But as far as Drita goes, you know, I think she was good to just get to the point with the conversation, and I thought it was great for Renee to say, you know, I'll just say I'm sorry I brought up your husband to anybody, not just Natalie, just anyone, because that's what the one thing that they all try to make clear, family is out. And she apologized for what it was, and it seemed like it got resolved pretty quickly. We didn't see any punches thrown, and that's what she did make clear driving up there.
And that's what friends do, in a way. I mean, when you hear about you have a girlfriend and the girlfriend's like talking smack about you or whatever, I mean, you're not gonna like go to that person and this person and that person and cause this whole like war and go on Twitter. You're gonna go to that person, you're gonna sit down with them and be like, hey, this is what I heard, what happened? And I liked that they actually did it and they didn't escalate it to some stupid other fight.
How she is a good friend and she is a loyal one, and she is original, and like I just feel like with Big Ange, I'm just like, gosh, I want Big Ange to forgive Renee.
I think something's gonna happen with Big Ange and Renee. I mean, obviously we see it. I think they wanted to take the time now to kind of do the Drita thing, wrap that up in a, you know, and tie a bow around that. And I think the Big Ange thing is bigger because they have so much of a history, and I think as the producers, I think they're going to just stretch that out and draw that out.
Yeah. And going off what Nicole's saying, I definitely think that Renee's kind of stepping up this season. She's more mature in the sense of, like, handling herself. She's kind of holding her anger a little bit back so she doesn't go crazy on someone, because we have seen her crazy, but she's been better about it. I mean, even when she got into that very bad physical fight at the end of the last season with Natalie, she was trying so hard to avoid getting physical with her, but Natalie just kept pushing the buttons and like jabbing her with the knife.
I don't know how anybody can hold back.
So that's why like Renee was pushed over the edge, but generally she's calm and collected now. She sat down with Drita, which I really respect, and she said it straight up, looked her in the eye and said, that is a lie. And how can you not believe her and trust her? She's looking at you in the eye and she's telling you straight up without he said, she said, a million other stories or rambling. Like, she was straight up.
I'm impressed with the way she's taking care of AJ, too. Just with everything that's going on, we see that he's going to start that troubled early 20s
period. What do you guys think about that?
I think she's... You said something clever, like, oh, she's bailing him out there. She's paying his parking tickets, and that's what that typical Italian mom might do. Let him slide, let him slide. But, I mean, for her to say, you know what, you're going to your grandfather's and you need a man, maybe she's right. And I hope, because you mentioned that he did look a little troubled.
I don't think that's going to help.
Grandpa?
Because the thing is, okay, you send your kid off to board. What are you going to do? Like, he's just going to be more angry with you because clearly he has these issues with, I think, the way he grew up, not having a father around. His mom was into drugs for a while. Was on, you know, she's a hard ass, so it's hard to grow up like that. And he's like this sensitive guy.
Yeah.
So I think he's just taking out like things that he's not okay with and depressed about into like the tickets and the accidents and all this other like misbehaving.
But it's like because like we've always seen AJ as actually kind of a stable guy, always there for his mom, kind of like a mama's boy, didn't really cause any problems, and now he's acting out, but he's acting out in like a funny way. It's like, really, you're not paying your parking tickets? It's just like, it's like silly. It's not even like bad trouble.
Because
like,
he's not being responsible.
He's getting into like a car accident. And to me, it's not like being troubled. To me, it's just being more spoiled and lazy. It's like he's getting a car accident. He knows his mom is going to pay the $40,000. He doesn't pay his parking tickets. His mom pays the $3,000. Because that's why when we were watching it, and you know, she's all upset. She calls, who did she call? Was it Big Ann? No, it was Karen. She calls Karen and was like all upset. And then, like, and then she's like, oh, I'm going to go inside and pay off the tickets. I'm like, dude, if you really want to teach your kid a lesson, don't pay the tickets off.
Exactly. You know? Let him do it.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, she's bailing him out. She's going to continue to bail him out. And
what's the granddad going to do? Lock him in a room? Yeah. I mean, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. And you could tell, like, they had that conversation in the car. And in my opinion, AJ was more upset, I think, that, oh, why are we having this conversation on camera?
It was just funny. He was calling her bra.
Yeah.
Like, I get
that's a Long Island thing. Her New York thing, you know it.
My mom hates when I call her like dude or bro. Yeah, she's like, that's not my name. My name is Mom.
Mom, I'm Mom.
I always say that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's talk a little bit about. So, I mean, we already kind of hashed it out, the whole Natalie thing. I mean, that's like this whole episode.
Drita and Natalie, when they got together, maybe.
Yeah, so what did they...
Oh, Drita gave her the wrong info, said that... that London approached
the world. Yeah, really, I know. The opposite twist of a story.
Yeah, so let's talk about the relationship between Natalie and London. Because the relationship with Natalie and London is really interesting. We see it at the beginning of the episode where Natalie and London are disagreeing about really what went down at the club with Storm. And London, it seems like all he wants to do is not cause issues. He's the one who kind of has the same, I think, opinion as everyone watching. It's like, why are you making such a big freaking deal about nothing?
Yeah.
You're making like a huge fight really about nothing. Mm-hmm. And Natalie's like, no, this is everything. No, no, no. They're doing this. They're doing that.
Yeah,
I know. And like the way she talks, you're like, oh my God.
She talks like a man.
She talks like a dude.
Drita's comment, you know, you don't approach a man like a man.
Yeah, that was a great comment.
And it's true. You don't. Mm-hmm. Especially on the East Coast where
the men are men.
The men are wild. They're running wild.
Yeah. I mean, not in an attacking way. There's a way to handle yourself. You can have a conversation, but she's ready to murder somebody.
And that's the thing. It's like even her boyfriend, I don't remember how long they've been together, but they've been together for a little while. He's even the one saying, dude, like, chill out. Like, that's not what happened. You don't believe me. You're not on my side. And, you know, we see that play out at the end of the episode where the two of them fight, where, you know, London, I didn't know what he was going to do, but he walks right up to Storm and Karen and he shakes their hand and he's
like,
just
a
like
respectable
he is.
Guy.
He's like, that's how people in my life that I know, that's how they kind of interact and talk to people, not walk up to the person and sock them.
Right.
And, you know, he comes up, he's like, hey, dude, hey, no hard feelings. Yeah, you know, and they say, dude, what's going on with the girl? Like, why is she doing this? And he doesn't confirm or deny. He just says, it's not my problem.
He said, right. I can't control her.
Like, it's not.
And that's pretty sad. Like, that's sad. You need to figure your shit out, honey.
Yeah. And then Natalie walks up, and we're all wondering, okay, what the hell is Natalie going to do? And she walks up with her kind of stink face, looking at them, pissed off, crossing her arms, and then walks away. And then when London, you know, goes outside to talk to her, she's just ripping him a new one. She's like, you know, what are you doing? Why are you not standing up for me? Why are you doing...
Again, she does it outside instead of inside because she's scared of Karen Gravano.
Yeah.
Do you think she's scared of Karen?
Yes.
She walks away from her every time.
Every time. Yeah. She
doesn't approach her.
She doesn't. And then when Karen approaches her, you could see how nervous she was when she said her name, Natalie.
And then she just starts blurting out nonsense that just, you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah, I think she's scared of Karen too, but I think like I said, I think it all stems from her wanting to be, like, at this point, wanting to be relevant. She knows it causes a fight.
And I think she needs to prove herself, because these women come from a mob background. She doesn't have that. So to look hard, she has to play hard. Yeah. And I think that's what she's trying to do to, like, get on their level.
Get their respect. And their respect. Yeah, and, like, I think she's trying to also look tough in front of Drita, in front of Big Ange, right. and, you know, earn their respect and kind of earn her place, like you said, Gabby, earn her place on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not going to be affiliated with mob, well, then you're going to act like a mob
boss. Yeah.
So I think that's what she's trying to do. But the thing is, I think that's so transparent. It's so obvious to everybody. It's so obvious to us. It's so obvious to them. It's like, she's not fooling anyone.
No, she's not street smart because of what we talked about with approaching the man. You don't do that.
Yeah.
If anything, your man was being awesome, and you should have been respecting him for doing that.
Yeah. I think he's cool.
I think he's a respectable dude, and I won't respect him if he stays with her and then is the reason for even more drama in the season.
Yeah. And I think this whole thing that played out outside with Karen and her getting upset was just so ridiculous because she was just trying to create that scene from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, Karen's, like, in her face. She comes back at her. And I just think it went south because you can't really, like, control this girl. When she's off the edge, she's off, and she's going to keep going and going. And I think at this Drunken Monkey place, when Drita was realizing what the deal was, we were also realizing what the deal was.
Yeah,
this girl is a liar.
Yeah.
The whole story with the London and Storm meetup, complete BS. Clearly, we even got it confirmed by Karen because they have each other's numbers. It's an all made up story, so she has more ammo to keep going.
What do you think about the kind of she said between Renee and Natalie, going back to where Natalie said that Renee called Drita?
I think it's all BS.
You think so? You think Natalie's lying and not Renee?
Renee's take on it because she's the outsider and she needs a reason to be liked and for someone to have her back. So why can't she maybe just twist the story? Maybe something, because something was said there, but she twisted it
to make it seem like it was an attack instead of something that was just a conversation.
Here's playing devil's advocate, though. I totally agree that Natalie's being totally transparent. She's trying to stir the pot. But part of me kind of thinks that maybe Renee did say something, because Renee might have said something about her, and like you said, maybe it wasn't as innocent as Renee made it out to seem, but maybe it also wasn't as, like, harsh as Natalie made it out to seem. But I do think she said something.
I don't think so, because I don't think...
No, you think not at all?
Renee
acknowledged to say that she said something.
Yes, she's talking about the family, which they said is family is out of it. You do not talk about family. And I think just because she mentioned and is having a conversation about family does not mean she's attacking Drita.
I don't know if she's attacking her, but maybe she was kind of slyly giving her the 411. Well, okay, this is what happened. He's a rat. Da 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 da.
Do you really think Renee would call them a rat, though, when Drita's one of her good friends?
Well, Drita,
when
I talked to Renee here, I didn't get the sense. I got the sense that, you know, they're like castmates, they respect one another, but I didn't get the sense that Renee and Drita were like super close, not like she is with Karen. So I wouldn't put it past her to maybe say something.
I think Renee told a story, and then Natalie ran with it and created, like, her own story.
Right. I mean, if Drita and Renee were able to talk it out, like, why can't Big Ange and Renee talk it out?
Well,
because Renee wasn't hiding anything when she talked to Drita. Yeah. I mean, it didn't seem like it. She did say in the beginning of the conversation, I'm having a little anxiety, but she didn't get to a point where we were like, is she lying? Or is this the old Renee when she's going a little nuts and we don't know if she's, like, being completely truthful or not? I think she's past that.
And what sold me, too, was how she called Natalie calculating. Her other words were evil and twisted. And I'm like, she's completely accurate. So everything that came out of Renee's mouth, I was siding with because
I agree
with her.
Well, the problem is because Natalie has no credibility because she's been caught in a lie.
So how could you believe this girl? Like, everything that comes out of her mouth is completely altered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, Renee hasn't been always the most truthful person in the past, too.
I don't think Renee is innocent in that she doesn't, like, gossip. I think she's a gossiper, but I don't think she ever has bad intentions for her close circle or friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. We might catch her realizing later in the season what could have been twisted with the Big Ange and Renee situation by Natalie.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, and then I feel like all hell will break loose and we're going to see a brawl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm stay tuned. I'm excited to see what unfolds with what Renee might have really said. And, like, maybe she just doesn't know yet. Maybe she hasn't figured out what was twisted, and that's why we can't figure it out ourselves.
I don't think they're going to turn the story on her, though. They're not going to do that. Yeah. It's just going to keep getting deeper with Natalie.
I think so, too. Well,
that's my prediction.
Why don't they throw in a new Natalie, too? So we'll see what happens with that.
Yes, excited to talk to them.
I think that's pretty much it, ladies. Let's go into predictions.
Yes.
Okay.
No music?
Again, no music. What happened to the predictions?
Do we not do the music?
It was about to be the Mob Wives theme song again.
All right, guys. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Whatever. I love this show. I'm so excited. Okay, so, third episode. First of all, we see Karen not even flinching in that fight with Natalie.
I'm Natalie.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm Natalie. Her face towards the end, even when I saw Karen push her, and I think that's in the next episode, and it gets physical. She just doesn't even move. Her face is dead. Natalie's like, you know, I think she's a little scared. Karen, we also see crying with Storm in the room.
And Karen alluded to that. Yeah.
She alluded and she gave a little spoiler. I think he may have cheated on her and she had to figure out if she's going to forgive him or not. And I think she decided, you know, it's been a long relationship. I got to stick by my man. Like, you have to overlook some things every now and then. I think that's what she did. That's my prediction.
Okay, well, I'm going to predict that I have two predictions. One prediction is that I think AJ is going to go down. I think both the sons might get into some trouble. AJ and AJ.
There's two AJs.
And I know I predicted this last week, but I just feel like these boys are going to give these wives more drama to deal with aside with what we're seeing, because really it's just all about Natalie. Yeah. You know, there needs to be more to the family than the ones that have family backgrounds, and Big Ange and Renee are perfect. So I think that, you know, AJ's have a lot more to come than just parking tickets and babies. And then my second prediction is that I think we're going to see more with London and Natalie go down.
That was going to be my prediction.
I just think that maybe, I just hope that London puts her in her place. Yeah. I really do.
And walks the hell away, please.
Yeah, because he, we all agree he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
He showed that tonight. And, you know, at some extent, does she have him on a leash? Yes. But I think, no, she always has to remind him, you're my man.
Yeah.
You need to have my... And it's like, no, he's a man. He's a grown man. He's mature enough to understand how immature you are and tell that to the outside people.
But he's not mature enough to leave the girl.
Right.
Yeah. So there's something holding, keeping him in. But that's Nicole, that was like my prediction too, the Lennon and Natalie thing. I think we're gonna see that played out a lot more. The other thing too, and this is kind of more of a prediction for like the whole season, I think they're really gonna build up the whole Renee and Big Ange thing. I don't think that's something that's going to resolve like it was with Trita.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to build that up for a lot of the season, because that's a big deal for Renee and Big Ange to be fighting.
Yeah.
And however it's resolved, hopefully, I hope it's positive, because it's sad to see a friendship of that long really go down over someone like Natalie.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how it's resolved. Yeah. But I predict that they're going to really stretch that out throughout the season.
Do we see Victoria next episode?
Next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot about
Anyone
that.
Anyone want to predict that one?
I just don't know how she is going to help that situation.
I think she's gonna put her word in about maybe thinking like Renee's this, you know, bad person and influence Ange to keep her rift.
I think what they're gonna do is, I think the producers are gonna provide her with a piece of information that she's gonna drop on them.
Yeah.
And the information might be, you know, in favor of Big Ange continuing to be upset at Renee or something like that. So we'll see. All right, guys, so where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Nicole Brazier on Twitter and Instagram. You can also look to Real TV Films on YouTube for my red carpet coverage.
You guys can find me on Instagram at GabbyLO87 and FitFabDaily. Twitter, Gabrielle_Loren and Red Carpet 101, and Main Event usually on Wednesday nights, but not tonight.
And I am your host, Erica Vieira. You can find me on my new website, beautyandthevlog.com, and my YouTube channel, beautyandthevlogtv.com. And for those of you guys watching us on YouTube, thank you so much for all your comments. Like Gabby said at the beginning of the episode, we love them. Keep the conversation going.
Tweet.
This is a hot and spicy show, and we've got hot and spicy listeners and viewers, and we love hearing what you have to say. While you're at it, like the video as well. All right, guys, thank you so much. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.